You got a friend in me.
All right, fans, here we go. The final game of the Penguin Classic. The Falcons from Seattle Pacific in the house. Penguins in the house. Penguins looking to get back after last night. From the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, Dominican University of California, where our athletics director here at the Conlin Center is Terry Toomey. Penguins are ready to take on the Falcons. For the Falcons, under head coach Ryan Looney. In his second season, he's assisted by Grant Leap, Chris Filios, and Dan Downs. Number one is Chris Banchero, the 6'1" senior out of Seattle. Number 10 is Ryan Todd, a 6'2" freshman out of Mill Creek, Washington. Number 13 is Ryan Sweet, a 6'6" senior out of Port Orchard, Washington. Number 14 is Andy Poling, a 6'11" sophomore out of Portland. Jeff Downs, number 20, is a 6'4" senior Kirkland, out of Kirkland. And Jake Anderson, number 32, a 6'6" junior out of Burlington. If it sounded like I named six, I did. And I'm not sure why there were six on my roster, fans. So we'll have a clarification on that shortly. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani in his sixth season, assisted by Lee Cretian and Jesse Haskins and Scott Springhorn. Xavier Muldrow, number 30. Muldrow is a 5'9" junior. Not a 6'9" junior, but a 5'9" junior. And one of the fastest players in the league. Mark Lewis, number 31, a 6-foot junior out of Canyon Country. Ian Collins, number 33, is a 6'3" sophomore. Number 44, Killian Larson, the 6'10" sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington. And number 45, in his first year with Tavani, Leon Hart, the 6'5" senior out of Hayward. Radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting worldwide to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu. Fans, if you would like to watch this game, you can do so at b2livetv.com. b2livetv.com. Costs a few dollars, and every penny goes to DU Athletics. Tipped out, and it goes the way of the Falcons. Banchero brings it up. And SPU will be attacking the Northern Hoop here in the Conlin Center. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard toward the southern end. Tipped out of bounds. Killian Larson gets a hand on it. Good job by the sophomore, 6'10er Killian. Ball ends up in the Penguin bench. SPU is going to take possession. And they do so. Banchero back between the circles. He's got Xavier Muldrow all over him. 19:36 to go, fans. No score yet. Banchero, three ball on the way. Missed it way left. Mark Lewis comes down with it, hurls it up to the waiting Xavier Muldrow, and Muldrow drives it in for the opening score of the night. 2-0 Penguins. 19:20 to go, fans. Muldrow with a nice scoring move there right over the top of Banchero, as Banchero was throwing the arms all over the place. Clock rolls, 19:05. Penguins up 2-0. Same group of Falcons got past the Argonauts from Notre Dame Dana Moore last night pretty handily. 19:02 to go, unforced error. The turnover goes the way of the Penguins. DU's in the backcourt, no pressure. Inbounds from Hart. And Hart takes it the distance and off the glass, and it's 4-0 after Hart converts a duck. Great play there by Hart. A lot of heart in that play as he drove the lane on the right side, hammers it home. 18:45 to go. Penguins up by four. First half action, fans. Final game of the Penguin Classic. Top of the key, Banchero. Right side now. Seattle Pacific works it all around. And drifting in to the paint is Andy Poling. Poling had a great game last night, 4-2. 18:20 to go, fans. Penguins in the corner. Here's Lewis. He drives in with the stutter step jumper down by Poling. Lewis got no rim. Banchero brings it up, stutter steps across the timeline. Dump off, SPU's got it. Downs. from the right side, and a foul is going to be called against Hart. Penguin fans don't like the call. 18:03 to go. Hart with his first. Jeff Downs will go to the line. Lee Cretion now talking to Lewis as Downs goes to the line and shoots the first one deep. And that's the kind of gift the Penguins will take all night. The second one is perfect. 4-3 with 18:02 to go. Ian Collins brings it up, and the Penguins throw it away. Collins chucked it into the corner. I don't know who it was intended for, if it got past Killian or if it was intended for Lewis. But either way, I can't figure out where it was headed. Banchero now goes for the give and go way up high. In fact, it was more of an alley-oop kind of move intended for Poling, way over his head. Lewis comes down with it. Hart with the drifter. Hart, bucket counts. Hart to the line, 6-3, 17:37. Fouls called against Ryan Sweet, the 6'6" senior out of Port Orchard, Washington. I believe in the opening I called Ryan Todd is going to get the start for Seattle Pacific. That was my error, fans. This free throw is missed, but the Penguins with the rebound. 17:35. Soft jumper left side by Collins doesn't go. SPU brings it up. Banchero's got it top of the key, whips it over to the right side of the bullet. Downs has got it on the right wing. Dumps it off to Sweet. Sweet now goes left side. Top of the key. Downs. Uh-oh, down low Poling with a whistle against Killian. Killian Larson picks up his first. The 6'10 sophomore is Larson. Having a great season. 17:10 to go. 6-5. Poling with a chance to tie it. After the bucket counted, he misses the free throw. Offensive rebound. Banchero thinks three ball. Oh, and Banchero, I thought he came off his feet. Uh-oh, and now they call Killian off ball. That's his second in 10 seconds. Connor Haysbert up on his feet in place of Larson. He's out after two quick ones, 17:05. 6-5, Penguin lead. SPU to bring it in on the short end. They get it into Banchero, three ball on the way. Yes, and Banchero's a shooter and a half. 8-6, SPU. Oh, perfect alley-oop move. And Collins from Mark Lewis. Lewis with a bullet in perfect position to tie it 8 up. 16:47 to go, fans, in the first half. Banchero across the middle. Gets it over to Jake Anderson. Anderson's getting the ball a lot. He's just not shooting it. Now Xavier Muldrow with a rebound after the missed shot by SPU. He takes it himself all the way. Uh-oh, Collins under the hoop. No, it's not Collins. It's Haysbert. He goes up and misses it. Poling with the rebound. 6:20 to go, 8 up. Banchero now back up on his tippy toes over to Poling. Left side. Anderson softly to Poling. Down low. Turning around Haysbert. No. Collins with a rebound. Coming up on 16 minutes, Hollins across the middle. Now with a stutter step, takes it himself, and at the last instant, dumps it off to Haysbert. Banchero now. Adam Chavez gets ready to come in. 15:45 to go. Now Anderson's got it. Anderson, the 6'6" junior. I don't think he's taken a shot yet. Scott Morse is in there for Seattle Pacific. Same deal. Anderson setting up a screen. Now he gets it. Three ball Anderson on the way. In and out. Xavier Muldrow's got it. Loose ball. Somehow SPU gets it back. And it's off the screen, but the putback is good by Scott Morse. 10-8 in favor of SPU. Tavani wanted the foul called. 15:10 to go, fans. In the first half. Now it's 15 minutes to go. Haysbert's got it. Haysbert, kickoff to Hart at the last second. Hart missed it from the right. Banchero down with it, takes it the distance, slams into Xavier Muldrow, and they're going to call it on Xavier. 14:50 to go, and Coach Tavani wanted the charge, but he didn't get it. Instead, it goes against the Penguins. Media timeout, fans. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I am a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
For the Penguins, Adam Chavez has entered the game. First minutes tonight, 14:50. The clock has not started. And finally, the clock does begin. And Banchero gets the deuce. And he'll go to the line. And the foul is committed by, apparently by Xavier Muldrow, and that's his second already. We're barely 5 minutes into the game. Miles Carrillo comes into the game. Carrillo in place of Xavier. 14:48 to go, Banchero to the line. On the way. Rattles in. 13-8, Penguins trailing. Carrillo comes up against Banchero. He goes between the circles. Now the top of the key is Adam. Carrillo. He's got nowhere to put it. Yes, he does. He finds Collins at the top of the key, who drives in himself. Good. 13-10. Penguins hanging tough. 14:21 to go. Banchero brings it up. Dumps it off to Sweet. Now they work it back over to Dorman. Jeff Dorman, a 6'2" junior. Oh, brother. Modu Niang has come into the game. Modu Niang is a 6'10" junior out of Senegal. Score the basket for Banchero and another opportunity at the line. Banchero just did the same thing a minute ago where he knocked in the deuce and then got the freebie. And now he shoots another one. And another three-point play for Banchero. David Downs enters the game in place of Banchero. And the Penguins would like to see Banchero sit a while, although I doubt he's going to. Miles Carrillo will bring the ball up. Thrown inbounds by Adam Chavez, right side, now Lewis. Top of the key. Penguins work it around. Collins, left side. Coach calls move it. 13:45, Carrillo. Now he gets it down low. Now back in on the give and go to Collins. Modu Niang is there. Adam Chavez is fouled on the way back up. Niang tried to get a hand on it. And the foul is called against Scott Morse, that's his first, the 6'7" sophomore against Adam Chavez. He'll go to the line. 16:10. Falcons, 13:37 to go. Adam on the line. Shot. Chavez knocks it down. He gets to go again now. Chavez knocks them both down. Chavis, the leading scorer for the Penguins. DU's down by four only. Brennan Holmes gets ready to enter the game. Penguins on defense, Carrillo now. He's all over his guy. That's Downs. Now Mo Du Niang has one flipped up off the hands of Mark Lewis. I think Mo Du Niang will go to the line now. 13:20 to go, fans. Niang to the line. The Penguins have committed seven, while the Falcons have only committed two. Mo Du Niang to the line. On the way. Very deep. Back at him. Lewis out and Holmes in. Mo Du Niang back on the line, and this one's missed deep. He missed them both and a whistle. Lane violation committed. By, I'm not sure who.
Who was that on, Brennan?
On Adam Chavis. Lane violation, and the second one's good for Mo Du Niang. So Chavis breaking in a little early. Cost the DU's one. 13-13. Carrillo comes up between the legs. He's got Downs on him. He kicks it over to the left side, Collins. Now Brennan Holmes has got it. Now Carrillo. 13 minutes exactly. Collins. Coach calls out high post. Here's Adam Chavis thinking three ball. Oh, high dribble. Adam off the glass softly. Good. I called that with glass. There was none. 12:52 to go, fans. Penguins right there. 17-14. Mo Du Niang back to the bench. And Andy Poling comes back in. Scott Morse now drifts around to the top of the key with Adam Chavis on him. He gets it off to Poling. Now they get it back up to David Downs, top of the key, right side, 17 seconds to go. Now down low, Poling. Uh-oh, all alone. And Chavis gets in the way of it and steals it. Now here's Carrillo, top of the key. Miles bounces it right, bounces it left. Adam, check it, Brennan Holmes. Top of the key now, Collins. Bounce pass. Turnaround jumper, Haysbert, no. Haysbert had a good look from the right elbow, couldn't get it to fall. 30-point game, 12:04 to go and a whistle. Going to give it back to the DUs. So Poling picks up his first, and he has the palms to the ceiling. He has no idea where that came from. Although I suspect that he really does. Late in the first quarter, fans, 12:04 to go in the first half. 17-14, Penguins trailing, but they have the ball. Miles Carrillo now goes left side against Banchero's re-entered. Holmes, way out there on the right wing. Low bounce pass, indoors Haysbert. Goes under it to Adam. Somehow, loose ball. Got away from Chavis. Went about 20 feet in the air, maybe more. Came down as a jump ball. Uh-oh, Poling's all alone, up and under, no whistle. Somehow, it's three Penguins now, and they fling it up left side to Collins with a hammer jam on the pass from Brennan, check it, from Carrillo. One-point game with 11:21 to go, fans, in the first half, 17-16. Penguins trail. Adam Chavis now flanking his guy. Jeff Dorman's got the ball. Dorman with the shot on goal from the top of the key. No, Collins all alone. Collins gets it and goes to Chavis, who slows down and scores the deuce over the top of Banchero. And the Penguins are on top, 18-17. Penguins lead by one. Radio.dominican.edu. Timeout's been called. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show, 1 hour a week?
Well,
You talked me into it.
10:58 to go, fans. 18-17, DU's on top. If you'd like to send a message to yours truly, you can do it right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. I'm all alone. I will try to respond at halftime. Send a message now, AOL Instant Messenger, to DUC Radio. DUC, like Dominican University of California. The give and go to Banchero is good. From Poling to Banchero, Penguins down by one, 19-18, 10:40 to go. Three ball on the way by Brendan Holmes. No, Carrillo comes down with a loose ball. Collins now comes up with it after Haysbert knocked it away. On the way, hook shot, Haysbert, glass, Penguins, 2 points. 20-19. The lead has changed several times in the past minute or two. 10:18 to go, fans. Penguin Classic, night number two. Down low, Poling's got it. And Haysbert falling against him, and Poling manages to convert the deuce. Coming up on 10 minutes, Carrillo's got it. A huge crowd on hands, fans. Considering classes are out of session right now, there's a ton of people here in the Conlon Center and a lot of Penguin students. Here goes Brendan Holmes. Three ball. Holmes buries the tray. 9:51 to go. Brendan Holmes puts the Penguins on top again, 23-21. That's the answer. That's the way to answer the big two by Poling. 9:37 to go. Brendan Holmes with an amazing tray. Holmes tips it out now and draws a whistle. SPU is trying to work it back toward midcourt. And Holmes got in the way of it and then gets wrapped up. Holmes with a big three ball and then a great defensive move. Media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Style, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
More than being able to go to the grocery store or ride the bus alone or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got 9:34 to go, fans. The Penguins on top by two, 23-21. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Penguins have committed seven in the first half, while the Falcons from Seattle Pacific University have committed four. For the Penguins, James McKinnon enters tonight for the first time. Out there with Adam Chavis and Miles Carrillo, Brendan Holmes, and Connor Haysbert. Clock rolls, 9.5 to go. Penguins down low, Adam under the bucket. No whistle, but Adam gets his own rebound, and now a whistle on the second up. Adam will go to the line with 9:22 to go. Leon Hart gets ready to re-enter the game after Hart got the start tonight. Chavis to the line. Chavis knocks down another one and puts the Penguins up. Leon Hart returns for the Penguins. 23-21 after Chavis knocks that one down. Hart back in there in place of Haysbert. Second one's good, and Chavis is looking very good from the line, both last night and tonight. 9:19, the clock rolls. Penguins by four. Banchero to Poling, right wing. Poling gets it back to Banchero, who's got Carrillo on him. Coming up on 9 minutes, fans. Roger O'Neill, who's re-entered, has it at the top of the key left side. Flips it over to, check it, not Roger O'Neill. Kellen Moll. And now it's out of bounds, intended for Banchero. Kellen Moles, a 6'8" sophomore out of Anchorage. 8:51 to go, 25-21. Quickly inbounds to Banchero. He knocks it down from the left side. That Banchero, he is tough. Penguins by two. Carrillo brings it up. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. From our right to left. Here we are on Media Row. Three ball, Brennan Holmes on the way in and out. I thought Holmes had it, but he was out there at about 28 feet. He was way out there on the right side. If the coach is letting him shoot those kind of shots, Holmes has really got the confidence of the coaching squad. And he did hit a big three ball a minute ago. Everybody gets wrapped up under the bucket, and the foul is called against Kellen Mole, the 6'8 sophomore. That's his second, and Adam Chavis brings it in. Referee comes over and converses with the official scorer. And we'll see if they see what the change is going to be made here. Mole comes back to the bench now in place of, oh, will be Sweet. Carrillo's got it now over to the left side. Here's Adam. Back to Holmes. Carrillo, three ball. Yes. Top of the key. And Miles Carrillo puts the Penguins up by five. So Carrillo and Holmes with a couple of gigantic tray balls. Inside of 8 minutes, fans. Penguins are winless. But right now they're up by five against a very tough group of Falcons. The Penguins can hold on. Boy, that would be tremendous. And now a travel has been called by Andy Poling. Poling was under the bucket, Poling again with the hands to the ceiling. That's the second or third time we've heard it all night. Poling has no idea what happened. Poling with the travel, 7:46. We're back in 30. Radio.Dominican.edu.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
7:46 to go, fans. 28-23 Penguins, and the D's will have the ball. Back out on the floor, McKinnon, Holmes, Hart, Carrillo, Chavis. Here we go, clock roll, 7:45 to go. First half, night number two of the Penguin Classic. Penguins working on the left side. Brennan Holmes gets it down low to Carrillo, now way over there to McKinnon. Uh-oh, almost threw it away, but the jumper by Hart. Goes down, nice shot by Hart on the jumper. 7:20, Hart, 30-23. Jeff Downs now for SPU works it. Chavis all over Ryan Sweet. Banchero, Penguins playing massive defense, won't let him indoors. Everything's way out there, 13 seconds to go on the shot clock. Banchero is down low, three-point jumper goes down by Jeff Downs. Penguin fans don't like that at all. Place falls silent after a big three-point shot by Downs. Carrillo now, top of the key between the circles, right side Holmes. They're going to start guarding the Penguins' smaller guys. Carrillo takes it himself off the glass. No. Carrillo had a clean look on the runner up the lane. And reaching in behind is McKinnon, knocks it out of bounds. No, it goes out off the hand of Jake Anderson. Anderson comes up. Coach Devani calls the timeout. With 6:25 to go, Penguins by four, radio.dominican.edu.
We often take for granted.
that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
6:25 to go, fans. Penguins up by 4. 30-26. Oh, man, the Penguins would love to hold on to this. In a gigantic way, SPU ranked nationally at the start of the season. But they're a long way from that. Now the jumper from the top of the key by Leon Hart is no good. He missed it short and right. Coming up on 6 minutes. Poling's got it. And Poling and Banchero is a 1-2 punch. It's pretty tough. Pretty tough stuff. McKinnon now. Now they get it down low. Poling slams into Adam Chavis. Sends Chavis flying. Bucket goes down. But they wave it off. 5:50 to go. 30-26 after Chavis hits the deck. Chavis got knocked right in the bottom lip. And now they're going to have... they're going to have to check Chavis. He may have a bleeder. Modu Niang's back in there for SP with 5:50 to go, and Chavis is going to wipe up the floor himself. Chavis grabbed the broom and started wiping up the floor himself, but then the towel person ran out and took care of things. 5:50. Inbounds, 2 seconds runs off, and now another whistle because apparently they need to wipe things up even better. A lot of squeaking going on out there. $5.48 to go. 30-26 as they wipe up the floor where Chavis hit the deck, and he hit it hard. All right, they've got it all wiped up in the key there on the northern end of the Conlin Center. So it was 5:50. 2 seconds ran off, then the whistle, so they're going to reset to 5:50, and that's the right thing to do. Four-point game. Here we go, fans. 5:48, the clock rolls. Carrillo on the inbounds from Chavis. Right side now, McKinnon's got it with the stutter step. He's got the brace up the left wing. Modu Niang is guarding against Hart. Hart comes up, hits the side of the backboard. Modu Niang is a huge dude. Hart's at 6'5". Niang at 6'10". And Niang absolutely forced the issue on the Penguins' big man. And Niang won that one. 4-point game, Banchero. Right side, 3-ball. Waved off on the way by Downs. And the foul is called against Modu Niang off ball. That's his first. The eighth on the team with 5:19 to go. The Penguins have committed 7. Penguins by 4. Coach calls out the play to Carrillo. Low bounce pass to Hart. Pans it back off to Carrillo. Goes 3-ball, no. Down by Adam Chavis with the putback. Oh! Chavis tried to get the putback to fall, but he couldn't do it. Adam will go to the line, and Chavis is perfect from the line so far tonight. 5:09 to go. Chavis to put us up by 5. Conlin Center falls quiet in the air. Perfect. Haysbert back in there for the Penguins in place of Hart. Scott Morse returns. On the way, Adam missed it short. 5:05 to go, 31-26. SPU's just one foul away from putting the Penguins in the double bonus. And that's a good thing if you're a Penguin fan. Pulling now stolen away by Collins on the way against Banchero. Good. Collins with the steal and the score, and that was gigantic. Penguins looking pretty good here. 33-26 with 4:40 to go. Mo Du Niang, and he's fouled by Collins. Mo Du Niang, the 6'10er on the lines. 55 is Mo Du, 240 pounds out of Richard Toll, Senegal. On the way, Mo Du Niang has missed five in a row from the line. And perhaps the Penguins put him on the line. And now he gets the rebound, and he missed that one from the left side from a foot away. So Mo Du Niang is good at getting the rebounds, but the putback is questionable. 4:19 to go, fans. 33-26 Penguins. Penguins on top. Here's a soft jumper by Collins off the glass. No. Mo Du Niang with the rebound. Banchero comes up by himself. Two on one. Banchero with the spinning 270-degree jumper, and that one goes from the left side. 4 minutes exactly. 33-28. And then Collins just throws it away. Collins trying to stick it in the middle, and he throws it away. And Collins was way out there on the left, on the right wing, and he just throws it into the middle of a lot of traffic. Foul called against Collins now. That's his second. Immediate timeout with 3:46. NC2A basketball on radio. Dominican. .edu.
Do work. Go Penguins.
3:46 to go, fans. 33-28 Stuart Horn Radio. Dominican.edu. Be sure to tune in starting in February for all new student programming. Of course, every home game here at the Conlin Center all season long, men and women, broadcast live and worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Also, broadcast video on the b2livetv.com network. You can watch every game online. 33-28, a nominal charge to watch it. Of course, it's always free to listen. But when you watch it, you also pick up the radio broadcast. So you get both. You get to hear it and see it. And every penny goes to DU Athletics. And that's a good thing. Daniel Chelidinas has come into the game along with Mark Lewis. .346 to go. Banchero's back to the line now. Banchero on the way. Perfect. Banchero went for the fist pump to the right side from Anderson. Didn't get it. And a phantom fist pump. He got one from Mo Du Niang as the second one goes down. But Anderson didn't come in. Clock rolls, 3:45. Here we go. Penguins by three. I got a feeling this one's coming down to the wire. Carrillo now with Banchero left side. Chelidinas gets it in. Indoors to Haysbert with a good pass. Turnaround jumper, 180 degrees. Haysbert, two. 35-33, 3:25 to go. Banchero brings it up. Banchero now goes top of the key to Downs. Now Banchero on the right side. Coach is right in his face. Loose ball. Mo Du Niang back outside to Banchero. Three ball on the way. No, short. Carrillo with the rebound up to Mark Lewis. One-on-one against Banchero. Mark Lewis right side whistles. Travels with it. Lewis with a good burst of speed and some good hops. But Lewis is called with a walk. 3:02 to go. 35-30 Penguins. Penguins on defense now. Downs has got it. He goes top of the key to Mo Du Niang. Over to Scott Morse. Down low, Niang comes off his forehead. Loose ball. Mo Dunyang tips it out. Here's Lewis. Lewis, right side, all alone, picks up a very clean layup right over the top of Scott Morse. Now, Morse is at 6'7". Lewis is a six-footer. And now Lewis breaks it away from the hands of Mo Dunyang. Lewis was jacked. And the fans are yelling at the referees. And the fans are under the impression that that was an all-ball swat on the part of Lewis. But Lewis didn't argue it, nor did the coach. 2:22 to go, first half. Mo Dunyang back on the line. He's missed five in a row from the free throw line. On the way, Mo Dunyang knocks this one down. Downs gets ready to re-enter. No, Downs is in there. Adam Chavis gets ready to re-enter the game. And Mo Dunyang misses this one. Taken down by Haysbert. And they give it to the Penguins, a lane violation. That one wouldn't have counted anyway. Kellen Mole re-enters along with Chavis. 37-31 Penguins, 2:20 to go. Carrillo now brings it up. Carrillo fakes left, goes right, comes across against Banchero. Now Lewis, who's been playing some great ball with his minutes tonight. Chavis has got it on the right wing with a stutter step. Chavis drives in, hands it off to Haysbert at the last second, and Haysbert is short with it. Now Banchero's got it out to the right side. Penguins need a defensive stop, and they get it. Tipped away by Carrillo into the hands of Chavis. 1:50 to go, fans. Carrillo now brings it up, drifts over to the right side. 1:45 to go. Carrillo holds up the right finger, bounces it left-handed. Hands it off to Haysbert on the right elbow. Haysbert down low to Chavis. Turnaround jumper. Chavis off the glass too much. Down with an Anderson. Jake Anderson hauls it in, passes it off. Here's a three ball by SPU. No, but then the putback with his own rebound. Penguins couldn't get in the way of it. Jeff Downs puts it up. He follows in the three ball that was very short. No Penguins were there to box out. 37-33, 1:15 to go. Carrillo back and forth at the top of the key, setting it up. Collins and Haysbert get ready to re-enter. Check it. Collins and Hart get ready to re-enter. Chavis has got it down low. Chavis now. Haysbert into the corner. Stutter step Carrillo. Head fake. Here goes Haysbert and a whistle, and they're going to give it back to SP with 54 seconds to go. Chelidinas picks up his first with 54 seconds to go, so everybody retreats to the other end. The Penguins have committed 10. Downs at the free throw line. Jeff Downs, the 6'4" senior on the line. One SPU in the backcourt. This one is a little bit deep, but it rattles in. Chelidinas out. Hart and Collins are back in there for the final minute play, 54.3 left, after Downs takes the next one. This one's on the way, and it's good. 37-35. Penguins have it with 54 seconds to go, fans. Chavis now will bring it in from the end line. He gets it to Carrillo. Carrillo brings it up 50. Clock rolls left side against Banchero. He gets around Anderson to Chavis down low. Chavis off the glass. Put back Hart, waved off. Chavis will go to the line, though, with 43 seconds to go. Both teams have committed 10. Chavis will go to the line. Chavis now has missed two in a row. 5 of 7. Chavis stares it down and knocks this one in. Penguins needed it by three. 42.9 seconds to go. Clock rolls. 38-35 Penguins. Banchero's got it. Carrillo's all over Banchero. Forces the issue. Banchero's got it with 30. 22 on the overhead. Banchero now drifts up to the left side. Banchero, top of the key, up against Adam. Flips it out to the right side. Now back over to Banchero from Riley Carroll. Carroll's a 6'2" freshman. 15 seconds, 16.2. And Carrillo picks up his first. And that'll put Banchero back on the line. The Penguins will get the ball back at least with either a 1-2 or 3-point lead. Kind of depends on what Banchero does. However, Banchero's been pretty darn good from the stripe both nights. They're out there wiping up the floor now before Banchero fires the two. Brennan Holmes gets ready to re-enter the game for the Penguins with Mo Du Niang for the Seattles. Here's Banchero on the way, and he rattles this one in. Brennan Holmes in place of Mark Lewis. Mo Du Niang is back in there, along with Scott Morse. Niang and Morse in there in place of Anderson and Moll. Second one goes. It's a one-point game with 15 seconds to go. The clock rolls. Carrillo brings it up. Carrillo takes the screen from Adam. Top of the key, Chavis 8. Now Carrillo 6. They got to do something for Carrillo. Stutter step. Right side over Mo Du Niang. 1 second to go. Loose ball. End of the half. 38, 37. Penguins on top. I'll be back in 10 minutes with all the Stats fans. Please stay with us. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu.
.edu. 15-13 to go, fans, in the second half. 44-43 SPU. The coach wasn't happy with the absence of the call there as Adam Chavis gets ready to re-enter, along with Miles Carrillo, and the Penguins bring it down. SPU turns it around very quickly as Banchero, where's the faux hawk? 15 minutes exactly. He brings it up the left side. Banchero now flips it over to the left. Gets it over to Morse. Now back to the top to Dorman. Uh-oh. Xavier again on Banchero. Muldrow again. So the Penguins now will bring Hart out. Killian out. Xavier out. Carrillo back in. Chavis back in. And Haysbert back in. 14:50 to go. The Penguins trail by one. Banchero back to the line. And Banchero's been getting all the action from the line, and this one is good. That guy can shoot. Banchero's a tremendous threat. Two-point game. SPU. This is by far the best game of the tournament so far. As far as competition is concerned, Banchero knocks them both down. 46-43, 14:45 to go. Carrillo brings it up over to Holmes. Top of the key now. Here's Carrillo to Brennan. Top of the key. Brennan's got a couple of threes already tonight. And SBU's guarding him much more closely. Now Adams got it down low against Anderson. Off the glass it goes, and a whistle. Adam Chavis draws the foul, and he'll get to go to the line to tie it up, and the opportunity to tie it up anyway. 46-45 SPU, Adam. We'll get a chance to shoot one. Now Chavis was down there with a ton of traffic, and he banked it in. Chavis hanging tough. Again, they're wiping up the floor directly under the hoop. That's where all the action was when Chavis knocked the line drive in. It was line drive with glass, 14:26 to go. Chavis to the line in order, or in hopes, that is, to tie this one up. A on the way. Chavis is good. So Chavis with 3 points puts the Penguins back in there. Tied up at 46, fans, 14-21, Seattle Pacific. Tied with the Penguins. Now Anderson against Chavis. Chavis bumps it away from him. Anderson gets it back. Now Banchero with 15 on the shot clock. 14:04 overhead. Uh-oh, trouble. Banchero throws it away. No whistle. Oh, no, and they give it back to SPU.
Backside help, Ian. Backside help.
So Brennan Holmes out, and Ian Collins is back in there. 46 up, fans. 14 minutes exactly.
Here he comes.
Banchero's got it. He's got Carrillo on him. Down low. Anderson overshoots the hoop by a mile and a whistle. And it's going to be called against McKinnon. Scott Morse picks up his third. Scott Morse, a 6'7" sophomore out of Central Point, Oregon. And Mo Du Niang is back in there in place of Poling. Niang with some healthy minutes in the first half. Penguins bring it up. Penguins have committed 8 now against just 4 for SPU. 13:46, fans, late in the third quarter. Carrillo's got it. Carrillo hands it off to Collins. Collins goes in left side off the glass over the top of Mo Du Niang, but he is fouled, not by Niang. Fouled is called against Jeff Dorman, the 6'2 junior out of Vancouver, Washington. So Collins will go to the line with an opportunity to put the Penguins back on top. On the way, Collins, yes. Collins goes back. Collins on the way. Collins knocks them both down. 48-46, Penguins. Penguins are winless in this campaign. Penguins have not won a game. Can they hold on and win this one? 48-46. .13-18 to go. Penguins now are on defense. Oh, and a three ball goes off. Long distance. Mo Du Niang gets wrapped up with Adam Chavis. Chavis gets the better of him. Coming up on 13 minutes. Here's Carrillo. Right side. Thinks better of it. He backs out. Now Carrillo's going to reset everything. 24 on the shot clock. Carrillo's first year with Tavani. Uh-oh, it's blocked away. Carrillo had the shot up from the left side. Mo Du Niang gets a hand on it. 12:50 to go. Now they get it down low to Chavis. Turnaround jumper against Adam. Oh, Adam against Anderson. And it falls. Penguins by 4, 50-46. 12:35 to go. Banchero now goes between the legs to Anderson over on the left side. Now they get it down low to Mo Du Niang. He throws it away. Oh, into the hands of the Penguins. Collins brings it up now. Collins with a heads-up move. Collins up against Anderson with a jumper. Oh, and he makes it. The drifter from right to left in the lane. The Penguins, 52. Seattle Pacific, 46. Timeout, 12:17 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Conference victory.
Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host, your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communications.
Here we go, fans. Second half resumes. 52-46, 12:11 to go. Banchero's got it with the drifter. Oh, to Poling. And McKinnon got in the way of it. And a whistle. And it's going to be on McKinnon, but that was a guaranteed hammer jam by Poling. And instead, Poling will go to the line. some fouls are better than others, and I think that was a good one. I'd be interested to see what the coach says about that. But on the guaranteed hammer jam, and as it turns out, he misses it, but the Penguins can't get the rebound. 12:03 to go, and back to pulling off the glass. Oh, and another missed one, and now everybody's on the floor. And the whistles blow, and they're going to call it now on Carrillo. That puts Scott Morris back to the line. Little old Carrillo, the 6-foot Carrillo, was up against a 6'7 Morse. And the Penguins have now just put SPU in the double bonus, and that's painful. There are 12 minutes to go, fans. And now SPU wants to call a timeout. And I think that's a good call. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We're back in 30 seconds.
That doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work. Go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do, to have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments, we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today.
11:57 to go, fans. We're at the end of the timeout. 52-46, Penguins. The action, Morris will go back and back to the line for the Falcons. Morris at 190 pounds. He goes up against Miles Carrillo, 165 pounds. And this one's good. 52-47. And Morris goes back to the line. And he's on the line for his second, and this one's perfect. Two pure swish balls, and the clock rolls 11:55. Here comes Carrillo. He hands it off to Chavis. Chavis drifts over to the right, now over to McKinnon, left side. Oh, they try to get it down low to Haysbert, and Haysbert gives it up. And Haysbert never really had control of it, so Banchero now across the timeline. And he gets it off the glass. Oh, brother, Banchero, what a shooter. That guy worked it in amid heavy traffic off the glass, right side good from the baseline, 52-50. 11:22 to go, the clock rolls. Carrillo brings it up. Coming up on 11 minutes, fans. Haysbert hands it off to Carrillo. Carrillo throws it away. And reaching in, Poling, no, yes. That's Poling. That's his third, and the Penguins would love to see Poling get in foul trouble. Poling's just been absolute death on the Penguins both nights. Well, he couldn't have been last night, but he's death on the court last night. And he's just been brutal tonight on the DUs. Inbounds to McKinnon. Good pass there on the inbounds. Haysbert. Carrillo's got it. 29 on the shot clock. Uh-oh, loose ball. It's up in the air, and Haysbert throws it away. It's going to be SPU ball at midcourt, I believe. Yep. Scott Morris will bring it in for the Falcons to Banchero. Banchero's just been running the table on the Penguins tonight. Banchero's been by far the most dominant player for the Falcons. Penguins by two. 10:50 to go, fans, in the second half. This is it. Final night of the Penguin Classic. Poling's got it down low with the hook shot. Oh, brother. He missed it right, and it went in anyway. 52 up, 10:40. That was a gift. That was a real gift. Just a real good bounce. Now McKinnon fires it over to the right side. Carrillo's got it. To Adam Chavis on the right elbow. Steps in, Chavis, heavy traffic. Chavis gives it up. Ryan Sweet's got it to Banchero all alone. 54-52 in favor of Seattle Pacific. Penguins led by four 2 minutes ago. Now they trail by two. Miles Carrillo's got it at midcourt. 10:04 to go, fans. The end of the third quarter has come. Here's Adam Chavis softly, 54 up. Chavis dumps it home. We're at 9:55 now, fans. This is going to come right down to the wire. Difference right now is the Penguins have committed 10 team fouls as Banchero drives the lane right side, whistles, and a bucket as Killian gets ready to come back in with Leon Hart and Xavier Muldrow. 9:45 to go. Banchero back to the line. I got to look at this stat sheet to see if Banchero's even come close to missing anything. Yeah, Banchero's missed one free throw so far tonight. Banchero again knocks it down. Three-point game in favor of Seattle. Getting late, fans. We're in the fourth quarter. Here's Xavier. Fires it over to McKinnon on the left wing. Now they get it back down low to Hart. Hart, I think, off ball on Banchero. No, that's on Poling. Nope, it's on Sweet. I thought he said 14. But in fact, it was 13. That's Sweet. 9:34 to go. Three-point game. Hart on the line. Now the referee's coming over to Media Row. He's going to bring Mark Lewis back in there in place of McKinnon. With 9:34 to go, Hart will go to the line. He'll get two, 57-54. Hart on the way, yes. Hart's out there with Collins and Larson. And Lewis and Muldrow on the way. Yes, he knocks them both down. It's a one-point game, fans. 57-56. The Penguins trail by only one now. Banchero brings it up. He dumps it off to Morse. Check it, that's Downs. Left side, Sweet. Poling on the way, falling away. Unbelievable move there by Poling with a two ball. 59-56, coming up on 9 minutes. Now they get it to Larson. Larson heaves it over into the corner to Xavier. He's got it. Xavier now, Hart on the way. Right wing, Hart deep. Down Killian. Oh, Killian. Killian's fouled on the way back up, and he's wincing, but he's all right. The 6'10 sophomore, Killian Larson. Larson wears 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number. 9 minutes exactly, fans. 59-56. Larson with two chances to bring the Penguins closer. On the way, Larson. Yeah, oh, brother. Larson missed it deep and left. On the way, Larson backspin, good. So Killian, one for two there. Penguins down by two. Banchero's got the ball. And the clock rolls inside of nine. Right across the middle of the house, moves over to the right side. Drifting, Banchero. Now he goes to the top of the key. Now they work it back over to Downs. Sweet. Back down low. Poling stolen away. Out of bounds off of Poling. They give it back to the Penguins after a heads-up play by Ian Collins. Collins bounced it off the legs of Poling. He grabbed it, flew out of bounds, dumped it off the legs of Poling under the bucket. And the Penguins get the ball on the heads-up move by Ian Collins. Boy, that was some heads-up play right there. Welcoming all the Penguin listeners listening worldwide. And I'm watching the numbers increase as the second half goes on. So people are calling one another and checking it out online and looking at the number of listeners. Ian, oh, no. Leon Hart with a turnaround jumper. And the Penguins have tied it at 59. So fans are calling one another and telling them to listen in. It's a good time to do it. As we're at 8:08 to go, fans. Here's a jumper by Banchero. Deep. Uh-oh, Sweet with the rebound. He hauls it in. He puts it up. Uh-oh, I think this one may be on Killian. And if it is, it's his fourth. Yep, this one's on Killian Larson. So Sweet goes to the line, and game's tied at 59, 8:02 to go. But the bad news is Killian's got four.
Hey,
And the Penguin fans don't like that. Killian out, Chavis in. Mo Du Niang is back in there in place of Poling. 60-59 after Sweet. Converts the first one. Sweet on the way. Sweet deep. Down Lewis. He hauls it in, brings it up. Lewis now with a stutter step. And he slows things down. He surveys and resets. Collins, top of the key, between the circles. Collins dumps it off to Xavier. 7:45 to go, fans. Here's Hart. Hart with the pivot. 7.5 to go. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Xavier's got it, high-stepping. Over to Adam. Chavis from Muldrow. Muldrow with a nice low bounce pass. Chavis in perfect position under the bucket. 61-60 Penguins. 7:21 to go, fans. Coming right down to it, Banchero. Oh, Banchero with a tremendous rejection by Adam Chavis on the way. Banchero went up right side. Chavis came flying in. Chavis with a big rejection, and the Penguins needed the stop. 7:18, Banchero. Timeout's been called. Radio.Dominican.edu.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Brasberg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season.
All right, fans, we're back. 7:18 to go. Penguins by one, 61-60. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! This one's coming down to it. Adam Chavis now is being checked out by the referee. I don't know what he was doing with Chavis, but he was pinching on the Chavis bicep. 7:18 to go. Here we go, fans. We're back underway. Inbound Sweet. Gets it into Dorman. Now over to Banchero again. Boy, that Banchero keeps a hand on the ball the whole game. Into the corner. Sweet wants to shoot the three. Chavis is all over him. Won't do it. Dorman. Way out there on the right wing. They flip it back to Downs. Downs dumps it off to Banchero. 6 on the shot clock. 5. Uh-oh, he's way out there. 4. Banchero, left side. No time. 1 second to go. It's going to be a shot clock violation. And it is. And the Penguins force the issue. 6:53 to go. And the Penguins get the ball back. They would not allow him. Banchero had the ball with 5 seconds to go. And I was just looking at him. And I could see that he was not aware of how much time was on the shot clock. 6:46 to go. Xavier's got it in the corner. Collins. Way up to the top of the key. Hart. Now back to Xavier. 22 on the shot clock. Oh, Muldrow had a clean look, and he throws it away. Is kicked by Banchero. Banchero stuck the left foot out. And with 18 seconds on the shot clock, the Penguins will get the ball under the bucket. So that's a big advantage if the Penguins can do something to convert this. 6:36. Lewis has got the ball. He's being guarded by Poling. Uh-oh. Inbounds to Xavier. Xavier runs it back in. It was tipped. Xavier kick out. Hart on the way. 18-footer! 2 by Hart! 63-60. Penguins. 6:20 to go now. Banchero. Oh, the Penguins. That was a sweet play right there. And now Hart gets called. Banchero slammed into him. Hart had not come set. And I mean, they're way out there. Almost 30 feet from the bucket. Not that far. 27.5 feet from the bucket is where the foul occurred. And now Banchero, who's only missed one free throw tonight out of about 15, goes back to the line. This one's on the way, and it's perfect. Well, that Banchero is tough from the line. Shooting well in excess of 90%, Banchero. 63-61, Banchero back to the line. On the way, yes. 1 point game, Penguins. 6:18 clock rolls. Here we go, second half, fans. This is it, coming down to the stretch. Lewis has got it on the right wing, back to Adam. Between the circles, Xavier. Xavier's got Banchero on him. Banchero's playing tough on both sides of the ball. Here's Lewis with a jumper, no. Rebound, Poling. 6 minutes to go. Banchero brings it up left side of the insignia. Now he drifts over to the right. Slow stepping against Xavier. Low bounce pass. Poling, two-pointer. Penguins trail by one. Penguins in quick transition with 5:44 to go. Collins has got it. Ian goes between the legs. Now he backs back out. No-look pass backward to Xavier. Xavier wants to throw it off to Hart. He picks up the screen. Now he goes left side. Xavier thinks about it, and he gets fouled. I think the foul's, and it is on Banchero. But that's only his second with 5:31, so Banchero's going to stay in the game, no doubt. Xavier Muldrow to the line, the sophomore Muldrow. Check at the junior Muldrow at 5'9". Muldrow knocks down the first one. Ties the game at 64. It was a very good year. And he makes the second one. Muldrow, unflappable. One of the fastest players in the conference. 65-64. 5:24 to go. Banchero now drifts to the top of the key. Oh, Hart could have stolen it away. Hart didn't reach in on him, though. Now to Downs. Now over to the right side. They get it to Morris. Now down low. Poling, 2 points. Short. Tipped out loose ball. Everybody's got a hand on it. Poling. Left side, Banchero drives the line. Left side, yes. Penguins trail by one, 66-65. 5 minutes exactly, fans. Right side, Collins has got it. 5 minutes to go. Penguin ball, Collins. Oh, with a whistle. He'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on Poling, I think. That'll be his fourth. No, it's on Morse. That's his fourth. Both teams in the double bonus now. Any violation gets the other team to the line now. May come down to free throws. Collins on the line, deep. And the crowd lets out a collective gasp. Not happy. Brennan Holmes in for Lewis. 4:53 to go. Collins will get to go again after missing the first one. 66-65. The chance to tie it on Collins right now. Penguin fans are sick. On the way, deep. Missed them both. Ouch. Jake Anderson with a rebound, dumps it off to Banchero, brings it up, drifts over to the right side now. He goes up right side, dumps it off to Poling. And now they're going to call it on.
How can you see that, Joe?
Hart is called, and that's his fourth, with 4:40 to go. Everybody's in foul trouble now. Everybody's in foul trouble, and they're going to put Poling on the line. Killian's getting ready to re-enter along with Sweet. And Poling misses the first one, and that's what the DU's needed. Sweet's back in place of Anderson. Anderson's back out, and Morse is back out. And Seattle's sub Dorman back in. 67-65 as the second one falls. 4:40 to go. Xavier up. Penguins down by two. Here's Collins. Top of the key, Holmes. Now Xavier. Now Adam. They're going to have to work it. Adam throws it away. Loose ball. Everybody's got it. Killian's got it. He resets. Now they go back to Xavier. And a whistle. Referees now are talking about it with 4:22 to go. 22 on the shot clock, so that was not supposed to reset. Brendan Holmes will bring it in right here in front of the broadcasting area. Holmes is here just a foot away from me right now. Holmes wanted to get it into Chavis, but Chavis wasn't looking. With 4:20 to go, Xavier throws it to Adam left side, drives in, Adam Chavis. Tie game, 67. Coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Chavis converts when he needs to. Coming down the stretch, you want to put it in Chavis's hands, no question about it. Down in the left corner now. SBU's got it. Downs has nowhere to put it. Top of the key, sweet. Back over to Banchero, 16. Inside of 4 minutes, fans. 3:51 to be exact. 67 up. Banchero's got the ball. Spinner, 360 against Xavier. Good. Banchero cannot miss now. For the Penguins, you want to get it to Chavis. For the SBUs, you want to get it to Banchero. The difference is Chavis is a little fresher. Although Banchero just may be that pumped. And now Collins slams into Sweet. Sweet lets out a tremendous groan with 3:30 to go. Immediate timeout, fans. 69-67. It's going to be SPU ball when we come back. Radio. Dominican.edu.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me.
Inbounds now. SPU's got it on the long side. No pressure back there from the Penguins. 3:23 to go, 69-67. The D's trail. SPU ball, Banchero again. Boy, I've said that name hundreds of times. Tavani thought that Banchero traveled, but there was no call. Now down low to Sweet. Sweet kicks it back to the top to Downs, and now it's out of bounds off of Adam Chavis' fingertips. The pass was intended for Scott Morris. Got past him, and then Chavis didn't even see it coming and got out of his hands. Banchero now, almost a backcourt penalty. Got Xavier on him. 3 minutes exactly, fans. Killian comes out to help. Banchero down low. Short. Whistles. Banchero slams into Adam Chavis, who stretches out. 2:55 to go. The Penguins trail by two. Timeout is called by Brett Tavani. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way? Right. Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
That's right, black and yellow. 2:55 to go. Penguins trail by two, but the Penguins have the ball. A lot of time to go. A lot of basketball to be played, fans. 3 minutes left. Here we go. Xavier's got it on the inbounds from Adam. Chavis makes his way into the paint. Now he's out on the left side. Chavis is down low. Chavis against Sweet off the glass. Chavis, no. Killian Larson hits the deck and hits it hard. Banchero 5-on-4. He goes between the legs and resets. Over to Sweet in the corner. Sweet's got it down low. Sweet goes up against Collins. Now Brendan Holmes with a loose ball. Banchero comes up with it. And the Penguin slide by Killian Larson, trying to get after it. Here's a shot by Downs on the way. Oh, no. Ouch, and Downs hits the three ball, 72-67 with 2:16 to go. And the Penguins are going to get it back. That was a gigantic three ball by Downs. He was out on the left wing. I can't even, from where I sit, I didn't think he was outside the arc, but the hands went up on the part of the referee indicating the three ball. Tavani up on his feet, wants to have a quick conversation with Brendan Holmes. As the ball comes up, 2:14 to go, the clock rolls. 72-67, the Penguins trail. Falcons in the house from Seattle Pacific. It's coming right down to it, fans. A lot of lead changes so far. Here's the give and go from Collins. To Collins from Killian Larson. He needed to spin that one off the glass. Take another bite off the glass. Banchero comes up. Banchero skins the knees, both of them. And this one's going to be called against Xavier Muldrow. Banchero, go to the line again. Miles Carrillo is coming in place of Xavier Muldrow. As Muldrow's gone, that's his fifth. So Muldrow has been forced out of the game with 1:52 to go. Banchero to put Seattle Pacific up by six, and he does. And the second one he missed. That's only the second free throw as Poling goes up. Loose ball, Killian comes down with it. Poling wants the foul, but he doesn't get it. It's a six-point game, 73-67, 1:45 to go. Carrillo to Adam. Right wing, Chavis has got Banchero running up his back, but then he's fouled by Sweet. So Chavis will go to the line. It's still a six-point game with 97 seconds to go. Chavis toes the line. Wide open stance. On the way. Deep. It's the third free throw that's been missed by Adam Chavis tonight. Chavis shooting about 80%. Not a good time to miss one. Adam with focus. Knocks this one in. 5 points. Separate these two. The final minute and a half of the Penguin Classic. Here's Banchero. Drifts over to the right side. Penguins are going to have to play some massive defense. That's Tavani's specialty. 1:20 to go. 5-point game. SPU killing some of the clock with 16 overhead. Anderson's got it. Downs, Sweet. Downs, whistle. Oh. I think this one is called on Leon Hart. I'm not sure. No. Called on Collins. And this will put Sweet on the line. So now, after Xavier Muldrow, Ian Collins is out of the game. That's five on Collins. Yeah, Collins has to go, and that means there's a quick timeout, a referee timeout. And that's going to bring Chelidinas back in place. So Ian's gone. Collins thought he only had four there, thought that was his fourth. Everybody seemed a little confused. 1:13 to go, but Sweet will go to the line. Boy, the Penguins need a miss right here, and they don't get it. As Sweet knocks it down, it's a six-point game, 74-68. 1:13 to go, plenty of time. Plenty of time, and this one goes seven-point game, and time is running out. And we're at 1:10, Carrillo brings it up. 107, left side. Holmes has got it. Penguins need to start shooting some threes. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. Ah, seven-point game. Adams got it. Adams out on the wing. Two ball on the way. No, deep. Taken down by Sweet. 53 seconds. Banchero brings it up slowly. As you might imagine, 45 seconds to go. Timeout called Seattle. 44 seconds, 44.9. Penguins trail by 7. Radio.dominican.edu.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. That's all, folks.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
44 seconds. Here we go. Inbounds, backcourt, Banchero. Carrillo with a quick foul.
Penguin fouls on 3 miles. Carrillo his third.
And Carrillo with his fourth. Well, I'm not sure if that's a third or fourth. Banchero knocks it in, 76-68. Oh, it's his fourth. Okay, it is his fourth. And Collins was confused as Banchero is back in the air, and that's good. It's a nine-point game. 40 seconds to go. Carrillo's got it. Dumps it off to Chelidinas. Three ball on the way. Missed it right. Down Adam. No. SPU's got it. Foul now committed by Adam Chavis. Against Scott Morris. Morris came down with a rebound. Chavis jumped on top of him. 32.1 seconds to go. 77-68. That's Chavis' first. Chavis with a lot of minutes tonight. Boy, the last 5 minutes, the Penguins would like back so badly. Morris to the line. Morris better miss this. But the Penguins have had it. Morris makes it. It's a 10-point game. Ouch. And he makes that. 32 seconds to go. Carrillo's got it. 28. Three ball on the way. Carrillo, short. Pulling down. Banchero in the backcourt. Adam with another foul. 23.8 seconds.
Penguin foul is 40. Adam Chavis is second.
23.8 seconds, fan, 79-68. Banchero back to the line. He's only missed 2 free throws all night. Shot 20 of them. Makes another one. Oh, that's Banchero. He's been a huge part of this one. 80-68. And that one falls in, and he missed it, and it went anyway. 23, the clock rolls. Carrillo, Holmes, three ball on the way. Air ball. 16.7. Timeout, Seattle. NC2A basketball, Penguin style. Radio.dominican.edu.
This is a Biggie Fincoma production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
DJ, 81-68 fans, 16.7 seconds to go. A lot of naysayers that say there's no way the Penguins could come back now. Yours truly, not one of them. Perhaps a dreamer. But a naysayer never. 81-68, Penguins trail. Inbounds, clock rolls. 15 seconds, Banchero's bringing it up slowly against Carrillo. Penguins are just going to let the clock run out. 6 seconds. Now Sweet, 4 seconds, 3, 2, that ends the Penguin Classic, fans. 81-68, that's the end of the game. Penguins hung very tough. The last 5 minutes of play killed them. I want to thank everybody for listening and watching on the B2LiveTV.com. Stuart Horn signing off. We'll be back on the air January 20th. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. It's been a great 2 days. A lot of basketball in the Conlin Center. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Good night. Drive safely, fans. That is driving back across from the living room through the kitchen toward the bedroom. 81-68, your final. It's broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu.